Welcome to the Make Money Living Your Purpose podcast. I'm prosperity coach Karen Powell, and this is the podcast for heart-centered leaders, innovators, and creatives who dream of leaving their 9-to-5 to pursue their passion project but don't know where to start. I'm sharing my proven process that will help you heal your money mindset and figure out your own unique purpose in life. Let's go. Hey there, welcome back to the Make Money Living Your Purpose podcast. So we just got back from the coast, spent the weekend at our beach house celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. It was so lovely. I manifested our beach house about 22 years ago at a time when we didn't have the money to just go out and buy a beach house. At the time, it was this big, impossible wish. It felt so impossible and so far-fetched, like such a huge stretch. But that's how manifestations start, right? You have a big wish. It feels impossible, but something inside you tells you not to give up on it. Something inside says, this feels so far-fetched, but I still want it. I want something that I can't afford. Right now, I cannot just go and find a beach house I want to buy, go into my bank account and take the money out and go pay for it. But when you employ manifesting tools and a manifesting practice, you are suspending that belief that it's not possible, and you're looking from another perspective. And so what I would like to specifically cover on the podcast today is suspending the belief that you can't afford something and what it takes to manifest something that, quote unquote, requires money, money that you don't have right now. So how many times have you said, if I only had the money, I would just go and buy that thing or do that thing? It's the money that is stopping me. Your belief is, I don't have the money, so I can't have the thing. And you stop the process of manifesting in its tracks because you've tied the thing to the how. In this case, the how being the exact amount of money you need to get this thing. So I want to show you how this is the thing that's actually stopping you from getting what you want. It's not the lack of money that's stopping you from getting you what you want. It's your belief that the only way to get this thing is to have the money available right now before you pursue this thing. And you will stop yourself from manifesting so many things because of your belief that the how has to be lined up first. I see people waste years and years because of this. So let's get into it. How do you manifest something if you sincerely don't have the money for it? So let's start with the default. You identify something you want. It costs X amount of dollars. You look in your bank account, or you don't even have to look. You already know the money is not there. You conclude, I can't have this thing I want because I don't have the money for it. Therefore, I will stop thinking about it. I will stop wishing for it. I'll stop dreaming about it. What's really happening in this scenario right now is that by throwing the wish away, you're really just trying to protect yourself from disappointment of not having that thing, right? If I'm just honest with myself right now, I can't afford this, I can't have this, so why make myself miserable by even thinking about it? Conclusion, I can't have this, so I might as well not even think about it, let alone try to manifest it. So I had a client once who had this big dream of spending her birthday with her husband and their best friends sipping champagne on this luxury train that travels through India. And I asked her, well, what's stopping you? And she said, it's so expensive. I can't afford it. I don't think we could never afford it. So what I asked her to do was to suspend the money requirement and let's move to a step that feels fun, that points you in the direction of traveling on this train through India for your birthday. So she set up her daily practice with her sacred circle and the essence words. She took small little action steps. And one of them was to go onto the internet and just look around at different links and websites and stuff that had information about this train. Suddenly, this website pops up with a special price of this, you know, that was like dramatically reduced for this luxury train. dramatically reduced from what the normal price of this trip normally is. She looks at it. It looks legit. She contacts them. She purchases the 4 tickets for a song. She travels to India with her husband and the couple they wanted to travel with. And she tells me, "Karen, I was sitting on that train with my husband and our best friends sipping champagne on my birthday." So she had been willing to toss this dream out the window before because she couldn't afford it. She was willing to connect with the dream, feel how exciting and luxurious it felt, but then throw it out the window because she didn't have the money for it. But then when you move the money element to the last step, just move it way far down the path and don't worry about it right now and take a small fun step in the direction of your dream, this is when the magic can unfold for you. So when she just, "Oh, okay, I'll just go out onto the internet and just have a look around." And suddenly something pops up for her that felt so magical and actually was the step that brought her to her dream. So another thing we do when we can't afford something is to make getting the money the goal. Once I have the money, then I'll think about the dream again. Once I have the money, then I'll start looking at cars. Or once I have the money, then I'll start looking at beach houses. Or once I have the money, then I'll build my dream house. I had another client whose dream was to own a piece of land in South Africa. He was from Namibia. I asked him, "What's stopping you?" And he said, "Money." Do you know how much land is in South Africa? The kind of land I would love to own would cost me at least $1 million. I don't have that, and I don't think I'll ever have that. So I encouraged him to move the money piece out and think about why he wanted it, how he wanted to feel when he was there, and just to focus on the essence of what he wanted and not on how he would maybe one day try to afford it. And so he thought about how he wanted to bring his wife and his kids there and enjoy camping on the weekends and just be out in nature. And then some months later, I saw him and he tells me, "Karen, remember that farm I was dreaming of owning? I own it. And the best part is it costed me $1. And I'm like, "How did you do that?" And he said, "There's this guy from South Africa who owns this piece of land in Namibia." So remember, his original dream was to go to South Africa, but his wife actually didn't want to move to South Africa. So he met someone who owns land here in Namibia who wanted a presence on the land. There wasn't anybody moving around on the land. So he just wanted someone with a presence. And so he made a deal with this guy, with my client, and he said, you can have use of the land. You can have a share in the land for $1 just to make it a legitimate transaction. And you can even build a house there." So this client of mine ended up building a house there, going there on weekends and having his beautiful weekend time with his family. So I've got a million stories like this, but I think you get the point. If you took money out as the first step towards your wish or dream and shifted it over to the last step of your wish or dream, then what would the first step be? It could be something really simple and fun, like doing my sacred circle tool or doing a vision board. I mean, that feels easy. It's fun. And you have all that you need for that step, or it's really easy to get what's needed for that step. And then once you do that, notice how you feel in your body. Once you take a fun action like that, how do you feel in your body? Are you stressing? Are you feeling constricted? Are you feeling hopeless like you might have felt when you were thinking about needing the money to move forward? Or are you feeling more relaxed, a little more expansive, a little more hopeful? And then the next day, keeping that money step as the very last step, so you're not focusing on it at all, what is another small step that you can take that feels light and interesting and super easy? Sometimes it's just talking to someone about your dream, like the guy with the land story. He was just sharing his dream with someone who just so happened to own land in Namibia and needed someone to create movement and presence on it. So he manifested his dream without needing that $1 million he thought that he would have. So let's talk about one more scenario of thinking that money is the thing that is stopping you And that is this one. Once I know where the money will come from, then I'll change careers. Do you have this belief? If only money wasn't an issue, I would change careers. If only I knew I could make money doing something that I really love, then I would think about leaving this soul-sucking job. Believe me, if I didn't have to rely on my salary to pay my bills, then I would start dreaming about doing something else. So let me tell you why this kind of thinking breaks my heart. I hear so many people say things like this, believe things like this. In fact, most of humanity operates like this. And you might be getting a little annoyed with me right now. Karen, if I had the money, I would just go buy the thing. I don't have the money, so I can't have the thing. Or I would love to do other work, but my current job pays my bills. Let's look at the example of wishing you could do different work, but the job you have right now is the thing that's paying your bills, okay? If you were to shift the money requirement from a step that you think should be first to the absolute last step, what could be an actual next step that has nothing to do with money? How about something as simple as like jotting down some of your interests and skills, and then maybe tomorrow doing a search in Google on like how people make money with those skills? Or maybe a small step is to go to the bookstore or look on Amazon for a book about something you're passionate about. Again, always shifting the money step to the back of the line of steps. When you allow yourself to focus on something that makes you feel good or curious or creative, you create a feeling inside of yourself that opens you up to more creative ideas, more ways to solve problems, a wider perspective on what's available, what's possible. You open yourself up to synchronicities, these amazing coincidences that pop up out of nowhere in support of you and your big dream. But when you're hyper-focused on something that is a dead end, like can't afford it, you turn off the part of the brain that wants to get creative. You close off the support channel. You go into victim mode, which doesn't actually allow you to look for joy or creativity. And you create the feelings within your body that pull you down and stop you from looking for opportunities. Our brains are always looking for evidence to back up our thoughts and beliefs. So if you have thoughts and beliefs that you are powerless, your body will create feelings of powerlessness, and your brain will actually search for more evidence of your powerlessness. But with the other way of thinking and taking action, doing a sacred circle, making a vision board, thinking and creating feelings of possibility, your brain looks for solutions and opportunities to find evidence of what you are wishing and dreaming of. There is always a small step to take towards something you want that has nothing to do with requiring money for it. Whether it's daydreaming about the thing, getting specific on what it might look like, talking about it with someone you trust, reading about it, journaling about it, doing a few minutes of what I call essence connection on it. All the while, if you shift the step of needing money to the end of the to-do list, you will find that you're going to travel right up to your wish or your dream. And then when and if money is still needed, that step will fall into place. I cannot tell you how many times I have seen evidence of this. I've experienced it for myself many, many times. And I have witnessed it with my clients many, many times. Is it easy to maintain your mindset like this all the way along the path to your dreams? Not always. It's kind of like if you want to lose weight, you start out thinking, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to eat. This is how I'm going to exercise. And I'll stick with this for the next 90 days or however long. And between setting off on your path and arriving at your goal, your mind will encounter lots of roadblocks. But if you have the foundation and structure of the most useful mindset for the whole experience and journey, then you can do it. You can keep inching your way right to your goal. You can open yourself up to creative solutions and hidden support. A lack of money is not the reason you can't do, be, or have something. And when you use it as your reason, what you're really doing is giving up on yourself. You're giving up on your innate ability to receive miracles in your life. If you'd like support with your mindset and get useful tools to achieve your goal, I want to invite you to apply for my Impact Acceleration Coaching Program, where I'll help you stay on track, create inner trust in yourself, and create a strong belief in yourself and in life that you are supported and you can reach something that feels really far off today. With a clean, clear mindset and a powerful action plan, your success is inevitable. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for having an open mind and an open heart. And thank you for being the force for good in the world that you are. I'll see you next time. If you're ready to start creating the lifestyle of your dreams, I want to invite you to join GPS, my Gratitude Practice for Success program, where you'll learn my unique and proven manifesting process. It's simple, it's powerful, and it's already helping hundreds of people go from thinking their dreams were impossible to making them happen quickly. Whether you want to manifest your dream home, your soulmate, a brand new career living your life's purpose, or even financial freedom, it's yours to claim now. Just head over to kcpowell.com/GPS and I will show you how.